From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A contentious measure that would make Missouri the 26th right-to-work state will soon be up for an expected veto. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is set to take action today on the bill alongside United Auto Workers members near Ford's Kansas City Assembly Plant. The measure would prohibit workplace contracts that require union fees to be collected from non-members. Supporters say the legislation would attract business and spur economic growth. Nixon has criticized the bill, which he says could lead to lower wages. Other opponents say it could undermine unions. It's unclear whether there's enough support in Missouri's Republican-led legislature to overturn an expected veto by Nixon. The measure passed both the House and the Senate with less than the needed two-thirds majority for an override. A top Missouri higher education official says he's retiring next year. Higher Education Commissioner David Russell announced yesterday plans to leave the position January 1st. Russell replaced former Commissioner Robert Stein upon his retirement in 2010. The 67-year-old Russell leads the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. Among the board's responsibilities are evaluating public colleges and universities and administering scholarship programs. Russell previously worked for the University of Missouri system for nearly two decades, most recently as a senior associate vice president and chief of staff. He previously served 22 years in the Army before retiring in 1991 as a lieutenant colonel. Russell says it's been a privilege to serve alongside, quote, dedicated public servants. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed a St. Louis area attorney to serve as judge for the Eastern District of the Missouri Court of Appeals. Nixon announced yesterday the appointment of James M. Dowd of Webster Groves. He replaces Judge Glenn Norton, who retired in February. Dowd is principal attorney at the James M. Dowd Law Firm and has worked as a St. Louis lawyer for more than two decades. He previously served as a law clerk for the Eastern District of the Missouri Court of Appeals. Dowd faces a retention election after serving at least 1 year. Voters decide whether he stays a full term. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a bird flu vaccine doesn't work well enough to approve it for emergency use against the current outbreak that's shaken the Midwest poultry industry. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service reported yesterday that the current vaccine is not well matched against the H5N2 virus and doesn't provide enough protection. It says the vaccine offers just 60% effectiveness in chickens, leaving 4 in 10 birds unprotected, while the vaccine's effectiveness in turkeys is still being studied. The USDA says it will continue to support efforts to develop a more effective vaccine. The agency says bird flu outbreaks have cost chicken and turkey producers more than 45 million birds so far, mostly in Iowa and Minnesota. An 18-year-old man faces a preliminary hearing this month on a hate crime charge after a University of Missouri residence hall was vandalized. Boone County authorities charged Bradley Becker with second-degree property damage motivated by discrimination after the vandalism at the Mark Twain residence hall. A swastika was burned into the ceiling of a stairwell twice in April, and someone once wrote, quote, "You have been warned." The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Becker's attorney, Columbia-based Jeffrey Hillbrenner, was not available for comment Tuesday. The preliminary hearing is scheduled for June 23rd. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.